You've got some talking to do.
Anything. Just please don't hurt me, please.
Okay. It was Nicholas Trask. What about Nicholas Trask?
It was him. It was Nicholas Trask. He paid us to kill that Walters dame. Jennifer Walters. He was afraid she'd prove he'd frame Moncton for murder. He was afraid she'd prove he framed Moncton for murder.
The murder that Nicholas Trask himself committed?
Yes, right, I swear it!
You heard him, boys. The police were right behind me, you heard it. They're yours, coppers.
Wait, come back here.
You want me to come back? You want me? Come catch me. My anger, oh, it's fading. And so is my strength, I can feel it. I must get back to my hospital room. Fast.
Okay.
I'll use the fire escape stairs. No one will see me here. Just one more flight of stairs. I'm in luck. The hallway here, it's empty. But my room, it was completely wrecked. I'll have to take up in the room next door. A nurse walks into the hospital room where now Jennifer Walters is resting. In a empty hospital bed. Or, she's resting in a hospital bed. Miss Walters, what are you doing in here? I was frightened. All that yelling and all that fighting I heard. You poor dear. You sweet poor dear. Lucky you weren't hurt. Yes, lucky. That female savage, just horrible, all green, just horrible, but don't worry, it's all over now, it's all over now. No, it's not all over now. How wrong she is. It isn't over. It's just the beginning. Blood transfusion must have caused it. Must have. I've become a gamma ray monster, just like poor Dr. Bruce. But I'll learn to live with it. From now on, whenever Jennifer Walters can't handle, whatever she can't handle, the She-Hulk will.
And so, the saga starts. Next issue, Death Race.
There. All right. Hey, turn off the keyboard. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, CKUW 95.9 FM. This has been a full-on reading of Savage She-Hulk number 1, printed February the year 1980.
This is Rom, the Space Knight. You can imagine he comes from another galaxy with his flashing neutralizer. Activate Rom. You can imagine he has rockets to blast into space and a translator that communicates with lights and sounds. You can even imagine his respirator lets him breathe in any atmosphere. Rom comes with the 3 plug-in accessories shown. 9-volt battery not included. Rom, the Space Knight, an electronic toy new from Parker Brothers.
Just a young boy, you thought life was a game. You missed all your chances, just yourself to blame. You got used to being pushed around. You got used to the taste of ground. Then you began to realize the power in your hands. That makes you different from your phone through the air. You can
Batmobile is poised on the brink of disaster. Phew, thank goodness for the Corgi Batcopter. Meanwhile, as the Corgi Intergalactic Squadron sleeps, Buck Rogers test fires his missiles, kapow, and prepares to leave. Go, Buck! Back on the streets, the Corgi Batbike patrols the night as James Bond splabbles an unwanted passenger. Thanks to Corgi Action Toys, the city will sleep safe tonight.
From the farthest reaches of imagination comes a Lego space set with all kinds of pieces to build all kinds of spacecraft, like this.
I think it should have a big middle part and two little sides that stick out. Yeah, that's it.
My ship should be long, with lots of booster engines. And see, it can even carry things.
Number 928, one of the new Lego space series. Each set sold separately. Lego, a new toy every day.
To the peaceful sound of the night, and in your head someone saying, I love you. The journey is only beginning, and still in my mind I can hear someone singing of all of the things that they said life was bringing to you. We'll be right back.
All right, big finish. And it's a big finish for me. Big finish for you if you've joined us for this whole evening. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. We do this from 1 a.m. That's when we start. When do we finish? 6 a.m. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I read you comic books, and we listen to music. And you know what? I'm just going to quickly get into this. Why don't I give you the origin story, because that's been kind of the theme throughout the whole night. Origins of superheroes. How about Amazing Spider-Man? Yeah, why not? He's one of the kings of the superheroes. So, yeah, let's do with that. I believe the comic book is called Amazing Fantasy number 15. And it was brought to you. It was put out there. It existed right away at that moment, September 1962. Stop tripping on yourself and trip into the story about how Spider-Man came to be. All right. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. It's been good to be with you here. Yes, it has been. Always enjoy myself. CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Shortly afterwards comes a day that will forever change the life of New York City high school student Peter Parker. It begins like any other day for him.
You're not fooling me, Petey. I know you're awake, and it's time for school. Wake up!
Oh, gosh. Uncle Ben, you're worse than a room full of alarm clocks.
An orphan, Peter Parker is raised by his loving Uncle Ben and Aunt May.
I cooked your favorite breakfast, Petey. Meat cakes.
Don't fatten him up too much. I can hardly out-wrestle him now.
The faculty at Midtown High School are also fond of the clean-cut, hard-working honor student, too.
Keep up the good work, Parker, and you're sure to rate a scholarship when you graduate.
I'll do my best, sir.
But, alas, other teenagers can sometimes unwittingly be so very cruel to a shy young man.
Hey, Sally, I was wondering if you're busy tonight.
Peter, for the umpteenth time, you're just not my type. Not when a dreamboat like Flash Thompson is around.
Yeah, I admire your good taste, doll. Now get lost, you bookworm.
Look, there's this great new exhibit at the Science Hall tonight. Would any of you like to go with me?
Science Hall! Ha! You stick with the science, Sonny. We'll take the chicks!
Yes, for some, being a teenager has many heartbreaking moments.
Around, bookworm! Bookworm! Bookworm!
Give your regards to the Atom Smashers, Petey! Petey! Petey!
You know, someday I'll show them! I'll show them! I'll show them! Someday they'll be sorry! They'll be sorry they laughed at! They laughed at me! Me!
And a few minutes later, Peter Parker forgets the taunts of his classmates as he is transported into another world. The fascinating world of atomic science.
Now for your demonstration of how we can control radioactive rays while we are here in the laboratory.
But as the experiment begins, no one notices a tiny spider descending from the ceiling on an almost invisible strand of web. A spider whom fate has given a starring, if brief, role to play in the drama we call life.
Thank you. accidentally, absorbing a fantastic amount of radioactivity. The dying spider, in sudden shock, bites the nearest living thing at the split second before life ebbs from its radioactive body.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, in my hand, it's a spider. It bit me. But why? And why is it burning? Ow, so it's burning so. Why is it glowing that way? Why is it glowing that way?
Feeling strange, Peter leaves the General Tektronic Laboratory to get some fresh air. Wrapped in his thoughts, Peter does not hear a car speeding directly towards him. But at the last instant, he feels an odd tingling in his head. And that somehow alerts him to the danger. It is his new spider sense that warns him. Warns Peter. Just in time, without thinking, unnoticed by the speeding driver and his passenger, Peter leaps onto a wall.
Yeah, that one egghead, he won't daydream anymore when crossing the street. Ha!
You can say that again! Ha!
Peter is amazed to discover just how high he leaped. And he finds he still has other new abilities.
Hey, what's come over me? I'm scaling this wall as easy as I can walk.
And when Peter Parker gets to the top of the building,
it's incredible!
Incredible! Incredible!
I reached the roof in just a few seconds. And what's this?
What's this?
What's this?
What's this?
I crushed this steel pipe as though it was mere newspaper. It's that spider!
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 Spider! It's that spider! It has to be! Somehow! In some miraculous way, his bite transferred his own power onto me!
Onto me!
Onto me!
Onto me! Onto me! Hi! I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Look, I can walk down this cable as effortlessly as the spider itself can glide along its web line. Oh, man. I've got to have time to think. I've got the plan what to do with this unbelievable new ability, which fate has given me.
Peter would come to learn that the spider's bite had placed radioactive enzymes into his blood. Giving him superhuman strength and agility. The power to stick to walls at will. And the spider sense that warns him of danger. Young science student decides to experiment further with his new powers. You see, he can win $100 by staying in the wrestling ring for 3 minutes with pro wrestler Crusher Hogan. But afraid of humiliating himself, the shy Peter Parker dons a mask for the very first time.
I take you on, Crusher Hogan.
He leaps over Crusher Hogan. Peter Parker grabs Crusher Hogan over his shoulder and starts climbing up a pole way, way high in the air.
It's working. I have the speed, the agility, the very strength of a gigantic spider.
Hey! Put me down. You win.
Obviously, the experiment is a great success.
Moreover, Peter is approached by a booking agent who wants to put his act on TV.
With that act of yours, I can make you a fortune and keep the mask angle. It's great showmanship. Here's my card. Please call me.
Thanks.
Peter's shyness,
it quickly goes away to an ambition for fame and fortune.
His first step is putting together his human spider act is to give himself a web. A prodigy of chemistry, Peter Parker perfects his web fluid within a week.
Okay, holding a test tube full of fluid inside of it, Peter Parker thinks to himself.
It's a cinch. I have the smarts to come up with this formula, which I'm perfecting. I've been studying polymer compounds for the past 2 years.
And the next day, he devises web shooters that eject fluid to create a web.
Look it, I've fastened one to each arm. It'll operate by the slightest pressure of any finger.
Then Peter Parker makes himself a costume out of a bodysuit onto which he silkscreens a web pattern. He decides to follow the agent's advice and keep his identity a secret from everyone. 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 Everyone.
You know, I need a name. Name? Well, I guess Spider-Man's as good as any other. Yeah! Looks pretty good if I do say so myself.
Later, days later, the Amazing Spider-Man makes his first television appearance.
Hey, I'm seeing it with my own eyes, and I still don't believe it!
Viewers across America are stunned and electrified watching him in action. The new television star is besieged with offers as soon as his first live television appearance ends.
Hi, I'm from Life Magazine. We'll pay any price for a picture spread.
Sign with me. I'll put you into the movies. Hollywood, baby! Hollywood! Hollywood! Hollywood!
Wait,
we want an interview, we want an interview,
we want an interview, we want an interview, we want an interview.
See my agent, boys. I'm busy,
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 I'm busy.
Whew. Rid of them at last. Hey, what's going on? Guy's being chased by a police officer.
Stop! Thief! Thief! Stop him! If he makes it to the elevator, he'll get away!
The thief makes it to the elevator.
I made it!
Police officer does not catch the thief.
What's with you, mister? All you had to do was trip him up or hold him just for a second.
Sorry, pal. That's your job. I'm through with being pushed around by anyone. From now on, I just look out for number one, and that means me.
Why, I oughta run you in.
Save your breath, buddy. I've got things to do.
Things to do. Things to do.
Spider-Man leaves to embark on a spectacular show business career. Unaware that he has just made a mistake that will haunt him for the rest of his life. Just listen to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. And you've also just listened to a condensed reading of Amazing Fantasies, number 15, September, the year 1962.
Walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing a world of people and things. Hear paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a-dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to you, the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
She says good night, and I say good morning. But I also say goodbye. The end of this show, Comic Book Radio Theater. Join us next week. We'll be back. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I gotta run. Have yourself an excellent day, okay? You've been listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.